Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue the study that we've been doing on signs, miracles, and wonders. But before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon our study today. We pray the Holy Spirit of God would be our guide and teacher through your words today, Lord. Father, we pray for the saint of God listening today, that they would be encouraged and lifted up, that this study would help them to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray if there be a lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that's never called upon his name, trusting in his shed blood alone to pay for all his sins and to secure them a home in heaven, we pray that this would be the very day that they'd call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to have its will and its way today in our study, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time, as we've been doing a study on signs, miracles, and wonders, we started to look at the purpose of signs in the New Testament. And we asked, why were signs needed? We saw, first of all, that Jesus needed signs to prove that he was from God. We saw how Jesus was the prophet like unto Moses that was spoken about in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. We saw how Moses performed signs, therefore Jesus had to perform signs as well. And then we saw that certain signs that the Messiah would perform at his coming were prophesied. And then we saw that the apostles needed signs to prove that their message was from God. And then also that after the time of Christ, the apostles needed signs to prove that their message was from God. Amen. And then we ended by, and I want to go over this again so we can have some continuity, is to properly appreciate the magnitude of this fact. One must remember the situation the apostles found themselves in. For almost 1,500 years, the nation of Israel had been striving to obey the laws of Moses. The only way to God was to keep the law, which involved circumcising their male babies, keeping the Sabbath, offering blood sacrifices in the temple, observing holy days, eating only clean animals, and so forth and so on. Suddenly, an entirely new doctrine is being preached by a number of men who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. They make the incredible claim that no Jew need any longer to keep all those Old Testament laws in order to be righteous before God. All that is necessary is to repent of one's sins and to believe in Jesus, who they claim to be equal with God. If this was not radical enough, the apostles go on to make the even more outrageous claim that being Jewish no longer assures one of a place of privilege in the eyes of God. They preach that Gentiles can now come to God in the same manner as the Jews, and that all of those strict laws limiting contact with Gentiles are no longer valid. Such an incredibly radical and blasphemous message would have prompted virtually any group of Jews in any town to pick up stones and do away with the blasphemers who call themselves apostles of Christ and preach this preposterous new message. In this context, then, God chose to confirm the word preached by these apostles with signs and following. No longer could any crowd now easily dismiss this new teaching as heresy, for God had confirmed their message with obvious miracles. Any Jew could approach any apostle and demand confirmation that this message was from God and receiving it immediately in the form of a miraculous sign. Because remember what we read at the beginning of this study? What it said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22? It says this, "For the Jews require a sign." For the Jews require a sign. So as we're looking at the purpose of signs in the New Testament, we looked at why were signs needed. We ask a second question. What are the major purposes of signs? What are the major purposes of signs? In the light of the verses we have examined in this study, we thus find three major purposes for signs being given by God in the New Testament. So what are they? Well, number one, to identify an apostle. To identify an apostle as being genuinely from God. So the first major purpose for signs being given by God in the New Testament is to identify an apostle as being genuinely from God. The second major purpose for signs being given by God in the New Testament is to convince unbelieving Jews of some new truth. Again, to convince unbelieving Jews of some new truth. This point takes on two facets. Unsaved Jews who had not yet believed in Jesus Christ were often convinced of the truth of the apostles' message via signs. In other cases, saved born-again Jews who did not believe a particular truth were convinced accordingly via signs. In the next study, we will see how Peter, the Apostle Peter, and a group of Jewish believers were convinced by God through signs that Gentiles could also receive the Holy Ghost, something they would never have believed otherwise. Now, the third major purpose for signs being given by God in the New Testament was to confirm the word that was preached. To confirm the word that was preached. So again, the three major purposes for signs being given by God in the New Testament. Number one, to identify an apostle as being genuinely from God. Number two, to convince unbelieving Jews of some new truth. And number three, to confirm the word that was preached. Now again, as we're looking at the purpose of signs in the New Testament, we asked the question, why were signs needed? And we answered that question through Scripture. We looked at the second question, what are the major purposes of signs? We've answered that. Number three now, why then would these signs cease? Why then would these signs cease? Let's look at that. Let's answer that question. The signs given to the early church would eventually cease for three obvious reasons. First of all the apostles died out. With no more apostles alive, there is no longer any need to identify apostles, amen. The second reason why the signs given to the early church would eventually cease is God turned his attention from the Jews to the Gentiles. When the Jews as a nation rejected Jesus Christ, God ceased to deal with them as a nation and has now focused his attention on the Gentiles. And in fact, this is the major or main topic of Romans chapter 11. That for now, God has ceased dealing with Israel as a nation and it is now focusing all of his attention mainly on the Gentiles, although again, he will eventually deal with the Jews again during the tribulation. Immediately after the rapture of the church, God will once again deal with his chosen people and will again use supernatural signs. Let's look at Revelation chapter 11 for a moment. Revelation chapter 11 with me. And in Revelation chapter 11, we want to look at verses 3 to 6. Revelation 11, verses 3 to 6, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, now notice the signs, notice the wonders, notice the miracles. Now, of these two witnesses, again, the church has been raptured out. This is during the tribulation. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Look at verse 6. These have the power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters, to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. So we see, when church is raptured out, God starts dealing with the nation of Israel again, his chosen people. He's going to be dealing with his chosen people with supernatural signs to show, here we have the two witnesses, God's two witnesses during the tribulation, and he gives them miraculous supernatural signs to show that they're from God, the message is from God. See? Again, the Jews require a sign. Again, we were asking the question, why then would these signs cease? So far we've seen all the apostles died out, God turned his attention from the Jews to the Gentiles, and the third one is, there is no longer any new truth to confirm. There is no longer any new truth to confirm. What do I mean by that? All of the words God wants us to have are now recorded for us in Scripture. You see, Our King James Bible is the completed revelation and our final authority. See? We no longer need anyone to confirm any new revelations being from God because we have the Bible. There are no new revelations in this age from God. There is no new scripture being written today. With confidence, we can compare all that we see and hear to the final authority of the preserved written Word of God. Amen and amen. Now let's turn our attention and look at the devil in signs. The devil in signs. Scripture rather clearly reminds us that God is not the only source of the supernatural in the universe. The devil is also a spiritual being, and his chief aim appears to be the usurping of God's throne and kingdom. To this end, Satan has been guilty throughout history of imitating and counterfeiting all that God has done and will do. Signs are no exception. I want to look at two main things under the devil and signs. First of all, God will sometimes prove us with false signs and wonders. Again, God will sometimes prove us with false signs and wonders. Now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13 together. Deuteronomy chapter 13, we want to look at verses 1 to 3. Again, Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 to 3, we read the following. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul. So we see then, that God will sometimes prove us with false signs and wonders to see who we love, who we truly love with all our heart and soul, and who we truly serve. Is it some other gods, or is it the one true God of the Holy Bible? Another thing we want to see in connection with the devil and signs is false signs and wonders will be a major problem of the last days. Again, false signs and wonders will be a major problem of the last days. Let's look at some passages of scripture together. First, we want to turn to Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. And of course, we know in the context, Matthew 24 has to do with the tribulation. We read this in Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. And notice what the Word of God has to say. And shall shew great signs and wonder, insomuch if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. See that? We're not going to be here during the tribulation. But we're told in the end times, in the last days, amen, in the last days, false Christ, false prophets shall show thee great signs and wonders, insomuch that if were possible, but it won't be, they will deceive the very elect. So see, they're going to be a major problem in the last days. Turn to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Revelation 13. Again, tribulation, last days, before the second advent of Christ. Revelation 13 with me. Verses 14 and 15. We read this. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those, watch it now, miracles, which he had to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and did live. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So we see the Antichrist, false prophet, deceiveth them that dwell in the world by the means of miracles. See? Then turn to Revelation 16. Revelation 16 with me, verses 13 and 14. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come up out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. So we see that false signs and wonders will be a major problem of the last days. Many are going to be deceived, see? Many are going to be deceived. These last verses that we just read are a sobering reminder that not all of the miracles taking place today are from God. The only way that we can find out if a miracle or sign is from God or not is to compare everything we see with the written revelation of God in His Word. In other words, everything we see, everything we hear, we're not just to believe it, my friend. That, I mean, That's the problem with a lot of Christians today. They're very gullible. The reason they get deceived is because they don't study to shew themselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They'd rather believe what somebody else said than go to the scriptures, do the work, it's hard work at times, and come up with the answer and compare it with scripture against scripture. See? That's what we Christians need to do. Compare everything we see and hear with God's very words as found in the King James Bible. In this study, we have seen that Jews require a sign, and that God has accordingly given them many signs down through the ages, and will do so again in the future period of tribulation. We have seen the scriptural reasons for the divine giving of signs, while noticing that none of those reasons are valid for the church age since the New Testament has been completed. Jesus said that a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Unfortunately, we find ourselves in that very day and age, as many believers vainly seek after miraculous signs rather than studying the Word of God and rightly dividing it to find the truth. While many Christians foolishly seek after a sign that do not belong to them, are not promised to them, and are easily counterfeited by Satan, we can confidently walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God! You and I can rest upon the promise of Jesus when he said this: "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." That concludes our study on sign, miracles, and wonders. If you would like a copy of this study, all our studies on the Pastor's Study are available on audio cassette tape. Please drop me a note requesting the study at the address given at the end of the broadcast. Again, I want to mention I've recently had a book of mine published entitled Sermons and Studies That Make Sense, Bible Sense. If you're interested in obtaining a copy, please drop me a note, and I'll tell you how you can obtain a copy of this book. Well, once again, our time has run out on the Pastor's Study. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the Pastor's Study today. And until we meet again, may God richly bless you, and good day.